The Upper Hudson Valley has a long beer brewing tradition. Arriving in the 1600s, the Dutch established the area as a brewing center, a trend that continued well into the 18th century despite two wars. The Erie Canal helped develop Albany into a beer capital of North America. Albany ale was exported across America and around the world. Upper Hudson Valley breweries continued to thrive until Prohibition, and some like Beverwyck and Stanton survived the dark years to revive the area's brewing tradition. Since the 1980s, there's been a renaissance in Upper Hudson Valley craft brewing, including Newman's, C.H. Evans, Schmaltz, and Chatham Brewing, just to name a few. Beer scholars Craig Gravina and Alan McLeod have just written a book on the subject. It is entitled Upper Hudson Valley Beer, and Craig Gravina joins us this morning to talk about the book. Craig, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Craig is also in town, as will Alan later on, to be part of a beer event tonight at Brown's Brewing Company in Troy. They're going to have an event in their malt room at Brown's, and Greg Stacey joins us this morning, part of that Upper Hudson Valley beer tradition, He joins us this morning to tell us about the event and the beer and all kinds of good stuff. Always great to have you here, Greg.
Good to be here, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you very much. So, Craig, let us begin of how the two of you decided that you wanted to write about this particular subject.
Well, both of us had been writing about beer on our respective blogs. Alan's been writing for 10, 12 years now on beer. I've been writing for about 4 or 5 years. And Al came across an article or an advertisement in a Nova Scotian newspaper. Al is Canadian, advertising this something called Albany Ale back in the 1840s or 1850s. And he basically just said, you know, what the heck is this Albany Ale?
Yeah.
And you know, living in Albany, I was reading his blog, and I said, well, I can start looking into that. And 4 or 5 years later, it resulted in this book, this sort of international collaboration.
Did this all come out of the Albany Ale Project?
Yeah. I mean, well, no. The Albany Ale Project sort of came out of that. You know,
okay.
We started doing the research on what was happening in Albany. You know, Al's focus is really sort of before 1800, and my focus is sort of after 1800. So we put together this, you know, the website, thealbanyaleproject.com, and just sort of a hub for people, if they have any information, to contact us or just find out the story. And Al wrote, was in the process of writing a book about the history of brewing in Ontario through the History Press. And he said, you know, they're interested in doing a book about Albany, and said, you want to help me out? And I said, yeah, I want to help you out.
So, as an observer to all of this, give us a sense of what kind of beer culture we have in this region, in this Upper Hudson region.
We have a huge beer culture because it spans so many years. I mean, you're talking about literally 400 years of not just people drinking beer, but of brewing beer. And, you know, when we wrote the book, we realized really quickly that this wasn't the story of beer in the Upper Hudson Valley. It was really the story of the Upper Hudson Valley through sort of a beery focus, and how the events that we all know about, the American Revolution and the opening of the Erie Canal, and just the Dutch coming in back in the 17th century affected beer that we've been drinking for literally 400 years.
And as far as the Renaissance that started in the 80s that we mentioned and is really burgeoning today, we wouldn't have that, do you think, if we didn't have this deep history?
No. Well, especially in this area. I was going to say no, but especially in this area with, you know, Bill Newman in the late 70s and early 80s, you know, opening the first microbrewery east of the Rocky Mountains. You know, he opened right in Albany, and he was very aware of Albany's brewing past. And, you know, when he went to the city and when he went in to talk to different banks about loaning him his money, you know, he included that in his business plan, you know, saying we have this 400-year history. And, you know, they jumped on board with that. And that really, you know, he was really sort of the father of East Coast microbrewing. And, you know, that, you know, directly affects what's going on at Brown's and what's going on at Druthers and all the other places that are opening up in the area.
So let's bring Brown's into this equation, but I mean, they're very much a part of this story in many ways.
Definitely.
And especially because they are right on the river.
Yeah, yeah. And exactly, and have been there for, you know, I mean, Brown's been around for a long time.
Well, 93. We've come of age. We're 21.
Hey, congratulations.
You can start drinking now.
Yes. Oh, yes. The brewery can. Legally.
Can legally. So do you see it as a culture, as a specific culture to the region?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a culture nationally. I mean, the craft brew movement is huge across the country, and it's certainly, you know, if you look at wine, if you look at, you know, the renaissance of wine, Central New York State wines, craft beer is certainly a movement that's come into its own, and it started out as the very small little kitschy, you know, back when Newman's was brewing, it was still very new, and the education of what beer, real beer is, had a huge curve. I mean, everybody thought of the big yellow fizzy beers that were very common at the time. Now, really, with craft brewing, we're very much in a culture of people who are, or we have zealots out there that sometimes know more than we do. You know, they'll come to us with all sorts of obscure recipes and styles, and it's really taken off.
I don't know anybody like that. Oh, wait a minute.
You know everybody. So,
yeah. Yeah, put us all in a room together, and it gets pretty crazy. You know, there's a lot of very unique perspectives.
But the thing is that just a shout out for the region here for a moment, because when you do go to other, I agree that there will be a beer culture, but it and there's beer and there's craft brewers, but they're not necessarily good.
True, the styles of beers, it's you know, there's a lot of nuances that happen regionally.
Right.
You know, I think we're very fortunate. We have a lot of great brewers here, and you know, you go to Vermont, you go to Massachusetts, and there are very distinct. Even though we're all in the Northeast, there are very distinct styles that even happen on a state basis.
Yes.
Within New York State, you know, you can see the breweries that are out west in Buffalo, Rochester. You know, the Western New York State culture and terroir is a little bit different than what you see in the Albany area. You see the downstate, you know, New York City with Brooklyn and Greenport Harbor and all those breweries. I mean, everybody brews. Even though we're in the same ingredients and relative similar aquifers with water, we have our own distinctive styles.
But would you agree, Craig, that the Northeast as a whole is very vibrant in this, when you look at the nationwide, that the Northeast is?
Yeah, you know, I think historically, and what I'm saying historically now, in the last in the sort of microbrewing and craft brewing movement, you know, Vermont popped up really quickly as being sort of the haven up for craft beer, and New York followed suit. You know, you had Brooklyn Brewery opening up, and you know, Brown's too. I mean, to bring it back, you know, we're talking about a culture of sort of craft brewing that's been here for a long time, and I think that this, I don't know if I would say it's the center, but it's you know, it's pretty important in the sort of overall package of looking at beer and the history of beer specifically too.
Yeah, and I think if you look at, you know, what everybody I think considers the epicenter of the major craft movement being the West Coast,
right?
And you know, the East to some degree has been a little bit behind the curve that way, but I think we've caught up pretty quickly. I mean, you look at the growth of the number of breweries within New York State now, it's incredible. I mean, we're growing like crazy, and really throughout New England, and not just in terms of numbers of breweries and even volume production, but even quality and style. I mean, you look at, you know, Omegang is doing authentic Belgian styles here in New York State. You know, we have a lot of variety and a lot of camaraderie, we're feeding off of each other very nicely.
It's a great beer scene all over the state, not just around here, but all over the state.
Yep.
You know, it's really booming.
Let's talk about the event tonight. It's going to be in the Malt Room, and you're going to be talking about the book, obviously, and that will be the subject at hand. Both Craig and Alan will be talking about Upper Hudson Valley beer. And what else will be going on? You have beer.
We do. We have beer, and we brought some samples here. This is a style, when Craig came to us originally back in April of this year, maybe
spring.
May, we were talking about a brewer called Thomas Reed. And I don't know if you're presentation tonight is going to touch on this, but really the beginning of the temperance movement started back in a story that involved a brewer named Thomas Reed from Troy. We've done a take on this beer called Honest Reed, and that Thomas Reed was what we maybe were construing this or taking creative liberties, but was the most honest and true brewer of the time who divulged.
From
Troy. Sure, of course, he had to make up for it there. But we've made a beer that's really inspired by one of Thomas Reed's original recipes in 1835. And it's always funny when we have beers that we bring to our brewers to, from a historical perspective. You know, brew something that was very similar to we had this for Columbus. You know, you look at what some of the ingredients are, and it's, you can't really do it because a lot of them don't exist.
Right. I have Newt and all of that.
I have Newt and Wing of Toad, and
Al and I were actually going to touch on you know some of the challenges of recreating some of these beers, just like the technical aspects of them, and, and you know. They can be clunky and they can be laborious.
Right. And a lot of the ingredients didn't exist. I mean, if you think of 1835, you know, commercial hop production was very limited. Even barley, I mean, if you think of the ingredients that we have now, they're so much more advanced, so much more clean, so much more, there's more nutrients. There's a lot more favorable properties of all of our ingredients. If you brewed true to style, you probably couldn't really brew true to style. Water is cleaner now. I mean, there's a lot of the things that just didn't exist back then. But we have a beer that we think is pretty accurate as an inspiration. Two interesting ingredients to this are honey and a peat smoked barley. And if you sample the beer, you can get that smokiness that comes out of it, which I think are a little bit of a precursor to some of the dark roasted malts that happened in the day.
And, you know, honey was in Reed's original recipe. We know what Reed's 100% original recipe was.
Right.
Because he was honest.
Yeah. Pale malt and honey are definitely in there.
All right. So we only have about half a minute. So this is, what are we calling this?
This is Honest Reed Ale.
Okay. And this will be presented tonight.
Yeah. We'll have a special cask that Craig will tap. Hopefully it won't blow up on him. But we'll be tapping right on the bar. Or hopefully it will for a little bit of theater. We also have this in the malt room and upstairs in the tap room as well.
Well, that's very good.
Get a nice smoky flavor to it.
Smoky, but the little sweetness with the
right.
honey.
Right, and the honey offsets that. Yeah, it's a 7% alcohol beer, so it's certainly not shy.
Well, we should have brought that in around 10 this morning. Mm. Well, beer scholars Craig Gravina and Alan McLeod are the authors of Upper Hudson Valley Beer. It's a terrific book, really fascinating stuff. Anybody who enjoys beer in this, especially in this region, should pick up a copy of the book. They're going to be at Brown's Brewing Company in Troy, New York, where they'll be having a beer event tonight in the malt room at Brown's at 6 o'clock, brownsbrewing.com for more information. Craig and Greg, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it. Have a great time tonight.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks,
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.